It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks.
I'm Caitlin Mills.
And I'm Brody Bashaw. Ashley Thornton can't be with us this week, so Caitlin and I are here to tell you about some of the things going on in Greater Waco.
This is truly a great week for the arts in Waco. This weekend, starting tonight and running through Sunday afternoon, is the Waco Cultural Arts Fest.
If you've never been, you should know that it's really six festivals combined into one. Arts Fest, Word Fest, Music Fest,
Dance Fest, Film Fest, and Science Fest. It includes something for everyone, from fine art to purchase, to plenty of opportunities for kids to create art on their own. The center of activity will be Indian Spring Park across from the Hilton, but there are events at several different venues around town.
Check the WacoArtsFest.org website for all the schedules and details.
And tonight at the Kieran Sistrunk Fine Art Gallery on Washington Avenue, they are introducing an exhibit called Goddess, a celebration of the sacred feminine. The exhibit will include sculpture, paintings, and mixed media, and the reception tonight will include live body-painted models representing goddesses.
The event will take place from 7 until 10 p.m. It is free, but it's for adults, so attendees should be 18 or older. Sangria and light bites will be served. And if you love the smooth tunes of Duke Ellington, you should head over to Cultivate 712 tomorrow for an evening with Ellington. The Waco Collective, a loose-knit affiliation of Waco jazz professionals, is organizing the performance.
The show starts at 7:30 and tickets are $15. And if you're feeling like unleashing the artist within, we've got a couple opportunities for you to hone your own artistic skills. MC Art Supplies is starting a month-long series on oil painting for beginners. They will be meeting every Monday morning in October from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at MC Art Supplies on Washington Avenue. The price is $32 a session and $128 for all four. Check out the MC Art Supplies Facebook page for more information and the materials list.
Art Center of Waco is also starting a month-long series on still life painting and acrylic. They meet Mondays in October from 6 until 8 p.m. at Cultivate 712 on Austin Avenue. The price is $125 for all four sessions. Visit the Art Center of Waco website for more details and supply list.
Besides all the artsy stuff, there are plenty of ways to support some of our nonprofit organizations this week. Tomorrow morning is the Waco Walk to End Alzheimer's. It will take place at 8:30 at Brazos Park East on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Your participation and donations will help raise awareness about Alzheimer's and fund research and education.
Tomorrow and Sunday, you can learn more about rooftop solar energy for your home or business by participating in the Waco Solar Tour.
Organized by the Waco Friends of Peace and Climate, the Solar Tour gives you the chance to see solar energy applications in Waco and to ask all the questions you want about this clean, renewable source of energy. The self-guided tour has five stops, including the Urban REAP project at the Mission Waco Jubilee Market. For more information and a list of stops, Google Waco Solar Tour.
Tomorrow morning, the Waco McLennan County Libraries and the Historic Waco Foundation invite you to join them for Eastern Little League, a snapshot.
You'll learn about the history and significance of youth sports in East Waco from Noah Jackson Jr., one of the league's founders. The conversation will take place at the East Waco Library on Elm Avenue from 10:30 until noon, and admission is free.
Tomorrow from noon to 5 is Dogtoberfest.
Dogtoberfest is a dog-friendly street party on Austin Avenue across from the Hippodrome.
Come on out to enjoy German food, beer, a dog-friendly photo booth, adoptable pets, vendors, and much more. Admission to the event is free, but food and drink tickets are sold separately. Proceeds benefit the Animal Birth Control Clinic's community outreach program.
Thursday evening is the Centex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce Banquet. Mixer and networking start at 5 with the program at 6. Tickets are $75 for non-members or $65 for members.
Another opportunity on Thursday evening is the YMCA Live Strong Dinner. Enjoy a Chuy's fajita dinner for $20. All proceeds benefit the Live Strong program for cancer survivors at the YMCA of Central Texas.
The dinner will take place from 6 until 8 p.m. at the YMCA on Harvey Drive. RSVP by calling the Waco Family Y or online at the YMCA of Central Texas Facebook page. Click on Events. And finally, for all you Baylor Bear fans, Baylor Homecoming festivities kick off on Thursday. Get all the info on homecoming events on the Baylor website at baylor.edu/homecoming.
You can find more information and events online at actlocallywaco.org.
Thanks for joining us this week for Act Locally Waco on KWBU. This segment is archived on our website at kwbu.org.
That's my hometown.